Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your hostess, Emerald Greenforest, and I am here with very special guest, Brad Axelrod. For over a decade, Brad's been an event producer, consultant, strategist, and podcast host, having produced over 150 live events with top business leaders and best-selling authors. He is a proud founding member of the Association of Transformational Leaders in Southern California since 2010 and is a co-founder of the Association of Transformational Leaders Costa Rica. On his Face Your Dragon podcast, he interviews celebrity thought leaders and icons, including Don Miguel Ruiz, Ariel Ford, J.P. Sears, and The Kin, musicians seen on Conan O'Brien, and who opened up for Coldplay and Pink. Brad's been featured on numerous media outlets, including NBC Nightly News, PBS Television, OC Register, LA Times, USC News, and CBC News Canada. And I know Brad from back in 2010 when he had a live event that he hosted. And so I'm really excited to spend some time with you today. Brad, welcome to the show.
So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And I seem to recall that that event had something to do with purpose. It was like something purpose event, something. I can't remember. Do you remember the name of that event?
Right. I do. It was Prosper Now.
Oh, Prosper Now. Okay. I knew there was a P there.
That's right.
Prosper Now. So that was where we met. Lots has evolved over the years. And so I'm really excited to have you on the show. And I want to start, Brad, by just talking about calling, because clearly you are somebody who has been called to serve, and you have had what I would say maybe a singular calling, but perhaps multiple missions to fulfill that calling. So could you talk a little bit about how you see your own calling and what it was like when you received that calling, and then maybe a little bit about this process of having multiple missions in service to the calling?
Really well said. I like the way you sort of created the different parts to that. So, you know, I'd say very simply, the calling happened after my dad died in 2005. And up until then, I was like many men. I know a lot of the listeners are probably experienced this or something like it, where you're self-indulging in your life. Things are working, whether it's financially or physically or all the above, with women, whatever it may be. And I was in a state of sort of indulgence. I was doing really well in real estate, and things were going really well for the better part of 7 or 8 years, living in Orange County, driving to California, driving the convertible BMW, multiple motorcycles, lots of travel, lots of vacation. Had recently broken up with my fiance of 3 years and just indulging at a level I never really had, and was really quite happy on some levels and missing something so much deeper. And there came a point where I was crying in the hallway of my condo, begging, just grieving so horribly, begging the universe, God, to show me my purpose, show me something deeper that has more meaning, that feels like I can be in a deeper level and state of contribution. And within 8 weeks of that intense asking, NBC Nightly News came and showed up at our group. And that was sort of the beginning. It was within 8 weeks of producing these events, these small little events, and my event production business and purpose and calling was sort of called in very intentionally, not with clarity, however intentionally, like, please show me something, some way to be of service, you know, a vessel to serve humanity. So that was kind of the beginning or the impetus of the genesis of me being in service at a much bigger level.
And so would you say that came out of your dad's passing? Is that like what happened or?
Well, yes and no. So directly and indirectly. So it came from it because it literally was the Mack truck that took me out. So the saying I like to use, you may have heard this or maybe not, but the feather is tickling us. If we ignore the feather long enough, we get the brick. If we ignore the brick or it doesn't really like take us out, we're going to get just wiped out by a Mack truck. So the Mack truck moment was when my dad died You know, and then of course, 2006-07, the economy started to fall apart. 2008, I'm in this weird sort of juxtaposition of watching the external world collapse, both my world and everyone on the freaking Earth's world start to get rumble and shake and really get shooken up. And there was this sort of uprising of people that needed to be sort of a beacon in the darkness to create a level of support for so many in challenging times during the, you know, at the end of 2000. So yeah, it was all divine. I mean, it was all aligned, and yet scary as hell to be speaking in front of hundreds of people on a regular basis. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't a speaker by any means back then, and was thrusted in front of big cameras and lots of cameras and regular stuff. And a couple hundred live events later with some of the biggest thought leaders that, you know, and many of the listeners know, they're friends, peers, and have been on my stage and are now business associates at some level. So things happen when we're calling it in.
Yeah, they do. And can you talk a little bit about the shifting mission? Because you did events for a long time, and I don't know if you're still doing events or if you're starting to do events again, but I know there was a period of time where we re-intersected with one another, probably in 2015. And at that point, like, you were in another rebirth, another, like, okay, I've got a new direction I'm going in. And that's when the Face Your Dragon started to emerge, as far as I recall. So can you talk about, like, how do you know when one mission is complete and open yourself up for the next mission? Or were you, like, kind of trying to do things simultaneously and then one thing fell apart? Talk a little bit about kind of that transition that happens.
Yeah. And, you know, as men, as you know, when we don't have a clear purpose or direction, we can feel either really intense pain or low level pain, or just kind of a discomfort, not knowing where we're headed. And that will oftentimes show up by way of overusing substances or sex or some way of distracting or addicting. So I'd noticed a lot of that behavior in myself. You know, in a lot of the events I produced, I just saw the thousands of attendees who had been to the events were experiencing a lot of similar pains and breakdowns. So as far as shifting purpose, when to shift, when to know when to shift, I think that's a really interesting thing. That's still something I'm trying to figure out. However, I had my coach say something brilliant a couple weeks ago that I think will really help everybody listening. And I'm really tenacious. If you guys are anything like me, I'm extremely tenacious. I've got a lot of will, and I'll just keep going and going and going and grind things to the end when I may should have walked earlier, or listened to the feather or the brick even, when I should have maybe pivoted earlier. I mean, the honest answer is I'm still trying to figure out exactly when to pivot. However, sometimes we're forced to pivot. External forces, you know, whatever it may be, a woman leaves you, or a job implodes, or who knows, the business you're working on. I've worked on a couple startups that didn't quite get to fruition for many reasons. You know, the failure rate's really high in startups, but knowing when to pivot is key. And sometimes I regret not pivoting earlier. But Face Your Dragon came out of all those years of seeing the pain and the challenges that people were in. In particular, messengers. A lot of my audience are folks like you and I that have a message, and we want to bring a message to the world. We have something to say. And I just want to comment to that. I was on my floor begging the universe to show me my purpose so that I don't die with my voice still in me like my dad did. That was what I was saying as I was asking, like, please let me share my gift with the world and my voice before I die. So I'm guessing that some of you have that desire for legacy, and it's probably through voice. So that said, fast forward a little bit. Face Your Dragon was a culmination of seeing all of the five main dragons that most people face. And we can go into those if you want.
When they're
about to start something. So do you want me to just jump into those?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So the one word answer for them are these five. So it's imposter, scarcity, value, unheard, or critics. So what that looks like is that you'll be found out as an imposter or fraud. Do you want me to go kind of through all of them, or just speak to...
Yeah, we have a couple minutes. Sure.
Cool. So the second one is that when you put yourself out there, people won't want what you're offering. So you create a business and people don't buy, right? You spend all this time and energy putting it together and people don't buy. That's the scarcity, that when you put yourself out there, people won't want what you're offering. Scarcity. The first one was you found out as an imposter fraud. Yeah. That's pretty obvious. The third, that you'll never have the courage to charge what you know you're worth. So that one's value. So what that's like is if you're offering your wares, whatever they are, your construction service, your coaching service, like I'm a consultant to messengers, and I normally offer at a certain dollar amount, but if I think they're not going to buy, I might immediately lower my price. So that's what that one is. So holding in your value and asking for what you know you're worth. The third one is that your tribe won't get you or understand the difference you can make for them. So what that looks like is it falls on deaf ears. You share something, you do something, and just people don't get it. They don't get you, right? Fifth one is that if you do achieve the dream, you'll be criticized or your personal life will suffer. So what that looks like is you create all this success. Your family and friends don't like it. They see the old you, like me. I was this, you know, drug using, alcohol binging, motocross racer, adrenaline seeking, you know, gearhead dude with a mullet, you know, so they still see that. And then the other side of that is you put your message out, your business out, and you get negative comments on your YouTube channel or on a Facebook post, or, you know, there's the online and offline sort of criticism. So people will be critics. So that's the five dragons that I've found.
Beautiful. Well, we are going to have a break. It's already time for a break. It's very quick. It comes very quick. But when we come back, we are going to talk about courage, because out of all of those dragons, I think when we get our heart muscle open and we get our heart chakra open and we start to have the courage to wholeheartedly commit to something, then things change. So when we come back with Brad Axelrod, we are going to talk about courage. And right now, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. And I do want to let everyone know that we are going to be launching a Men on Purpose Mentormind in the year ahead. So if you have any interest in that, please reach out. And I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Costa Rica. We will be right back in just a moment with Brad Axelrod.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Brad Axelrod. And before we went to the break, he was talking to us about the five dragons that people need to face in order to be successful in their life, that he distilled in a mission shift in service to his own purpose a few years ago. And so I want to let everyone know where you can find out more about Brad. And we're going to talk about courage. So I'm going to invite you to go to couragequiz.com, and there you will be able to take a 1-minute quiz that will do what, Brad? Let's talk about courage.
The quiz is set up to help you discover the number one hidden fear stopping you from earning what you're worth.
Nice.
So it's great, great quiz.
Beautiful. All right. So let's talk about courage, because another thing that I know that you've done in recent years, right after Face Your Dragon kind of launched, you got rid of everything and got yourself an RV and took yourself off to Costa Rica and did a couple years of journeying and traveling and downsizing and all of those things. So I'd love to have you talk a little bit about the courage that it took you to walk away from two things. First of all, to walk away from kind of, quote, I'm going to put this in quotes, civilization for a little while. I remember watching you with a machete in the jungle. So you walked away from civilization. And then you made the choice, obviously, because you're back in California. You've obviously made the choice to re-engage with civilization. So can you talk a little bit about the courage that it took for you to just say, okay, I'm assuming this was another calling, or
100%.
So talk about that, please.
Yeah, it's a really, really good thing to explore. I'm guessing that most men have the desire for adventure and for, you know, sort of risking and experiencing life, pushing the envelope. If you're not, you're probably feeling less alive than you could, is my guess. So me being a former professional, almost professional motocross racer, I shouldn't say professional. In my mind, I was, but semi-professional motocross racer. an expert skier and other whole bunch of extreme sports, you know, the gamut, water skiing, jet skiing, motor street bikes, cars. I mean, all of it. I pushed the envelope and everything I could with women, with drugs, with psychedelics, with plant medicine. I really pushed it with the intention of creating flow states or experiences, sort of bliss states. Sometimes it was bliss chasing. Other times it was recognizing these really highly evolved flow states that are a very great place to be. So the Facer Dragon launched. I moved out of a 5,000 square foot home in California down to Costa Rica with a backpack. I sold my BMW. I was literally like, I'm done trying to do this Southern California thing. I need something different. I had been living here 17 years with the exception of a year and a half in Boulder. When I was crafting the Facer Dragon brand, I did a 2-year sober celibacy, which I'd recommend any man spend at least a month or 6 or 24 sober and celibate if possible, if your wife or girlfriend can handle it, and really bring all the energy in so that you're clear without distractions and really focused. So what I did is I moved to the mountains of Boulder in a beautiful cabin and was experimenting with a lot of, if it's okay to share my plant medicine journey,
absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely, totally.
So a lot of 5-MeO-DMT in San Pedro, but in particular 5-MeO-DMT, probably about 60 or 70 times in the mountains, just really finding different layers of who I was and creating healing. And I'm not saying that plant medicine is the panacea. I think it's a gateway into more evolution of who we are and more access to who we are. But it's really powerful to pierce our strong male intellect and ego to get to the sort of all the dimensions that we can then draw in and craft a message and share it like Face Your Dragon. I also grew up with hundreds of dragons. Mom was always reading dragon books. I never got the correlation until later, and then saw Avatar and How to Train Your Dragon, and it all came together. Oof. But sober celibacy was super powerful to get that message crafted. I moved back to Southern California because it snows in Boulder. If you guys don't know, that's Colorado. There's freaking snow there. So I skied my ass up. But by the second year, I fled my butt back here because Laguna Beach was 80 degrees and it was minus 17 in October in Colorado. And I just couldn't do it. That was one of the reasons. It wasn't for me. And then did a year here, continuing to build the brand off to Costa Rica with the intention of really unplugging and trying off the grid to again, pull in more awareness, pull in more to be less distracted, to be able to really, really get clear on what I was up to in the world. I mean, sometimes we need to go atop the mountain as men, I think, and get in the cave and really take that time. You know, we don't want to, we want to be able to ejaculate and orgasm and drink booze and watch sports. Like, all that stuff's great. I'm just saying there comes a time we need to kind of pull it in, cut all that bullshit out, and get really clear that it's time for something bigger. And so that was sort of a vision quest, if you will, unplugging from a lot of my huge network of people here in Southern California in particular, and figuring out an online business so that I could live, work from anywhere. You know, the event business, you're kind of glued somewhere, and I didn't want to be glued anywhere anymore. I wanted to have total freedom, that being a core masculine value, if not the highest value. Creating an online business and then the podcast interviewing major celebrity thought leaders was the thinking. I could go on, but Costa Rica is not a place to live either. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to spend a month at a time, maybe once or twice a year for me, and to get out of there.
Yeah. I remember watching you on Facebook with your machete. Like, I was like, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Here's Brad. He just walked out of his BMW. Now he's got his machete.
Yeah. It was so fun to just like fully embody the jungle, you know? And yeah, it's good.
Yeah. But it was time to leave there and come back to California. So
yeah. So I did that for a couple of years. I had a big business that pulled me back here. That's really what brought me back.
Sure.
Another startup that I worked on for a year that was really cool, but it was a blockchain and cryptocurrency play that the markets kind of shit the bed, but that isn't why it failed or hasn't gotten legs yet. So I'm grieving that a little bit, honestly. Sometimes, men, we take these leaps. What I say is you need to face your dragon, take the leap, and break free. If you're not willing to face your shit and then just leap at some point blindly, you won't break free. You'll never break free. You'll stay stuck on a treadmill of bliss seeking or some sort of a dopamine addiction by way of drugs or sex or porn or whatever.
Sure. All right. Well, let's talk about coaching, because you mentioned earlier you have a coach and your coach is helping you with some things and getting some clarity. I'd like to have you talk about the value of coaching in your life. And also, if you want to share about maybe one of your coaching success stories from one of your clients, that would be great too.
You bet. So that's sort of ongoing and great fun. Without a coach, like I have a therapist I meet with every week since I've moved back here. That's been really nice to have a sort of a clinical perspective, you know, a therapeutic perspective on what's happening. I've been heavily exploring. I'll just kind of share my journey a little bit. I think it's been really valuable. Two of the most important things let me back up. The thing I discovered in Costa Rica, why I think I went there, and we never know why we're going. We just feel called. Like you were asking about that. I didn't share that. Like something was moving through me to be called to go there for over a decade, go to Boulder, go to Costa Rica. Like all these things were really, really calling me. Rent an RV. I didn't share that. I bought a BMW X5 and a brand new camper trailer and lived out of that last summer. And let me just say, if I never freaking step foot in an RV or a camper, I wouldn't shed any tears. Freaking gnarly. I don't know how people do it. It's great temporarily for a week, like at Burning Man. But what I've recognized is it's so important to have people who can reflect back our blind spots, our shadows. And we never want to slay our dragon. That's a different metaphor. I think it's important to find face and ride your dragon. We don't want to kill our fears. They're there to serve us. If it's a rational fear, like Don Miguel Ruiz talks about on episode 1 of the Face Your Dragon podcast, that's something different. Most of the time, it's just chatter. We want to leverage our fear and use it to our advantage. So anyway, back to point. I have a therapist. I have a coach every week that I speak with. She holds brilliant perspective and mirror for me. My therapist is a male. I get the male and female perspective. So that's sort of the first part of the question. The second part is success stories. What do I do with people? What do I help them get in touch with? I would say the way I work with people to get them to success and to understand what's most important to them is to really remove a lot of the bullshit that they're telling themselves that they think is true. Hold the mirror up long enough with permission for them to finally say, okay, it's time. I'm ready. I can't continue on this path. The Mack truck's going to take me out. I need to get really clear on who I am and what I want and what I'm not willing to handle in my life anymore and have the courage to face it, take the leap, and break free. So that said, I mean, I have many success stories. One that comes to mind is Kristina Starsinskaya, kind of hard to spell her name, but she is crushing life on so many levels now since we first, I held her to the fire and got her to continue on with her event, health coaching program back in the day. And she's been so successful. That was many years ago. I mean, there's many others I could share, but the point is with the guidance of a coach, we get there faster. We're called out on our bullshit. It's really powerful to have that.
It sure is. All right. Well, we have one more question and we're already at the end.
That's amazing.
I would like to know, what are you facing yourself right now? What's the big challenge that you have going on in your life right now, Brad? Because sometimes we put ourselves out there as like, okay, we got our shit together. But the truth of the matter is none of us have our shit together. Nobody. In all areas of our life. So what's the big fat challenge that's in your face right in the moment?
Well, I would say that, like I said, codependency is what I learned down in Costa Rica. It's unraveling very quickly now that I've first brought awareness and I'm shining light on the shadow that's the dragon that's in the corner that's sulking and, you know, and either hiding or dominating, pretending to be scary. And as I'm turning the light on and shining the light there, on codependency, like we're all in the spectrum somewhere, but to really admit that it seems so taboo. Codependency seems like, oh, I'm clingy or, you know, all these weird things, right? It's not that at all. It's a mixture and a yucky mixture of all these patterns of behavior that don't serve us. So I'm in retrospect, a tail end of some grieving processes around understanding how codependency has I run my life in many, many different scenarios with business partners, with associates, with lovers, with ex-lovers, with current lovers. I mean, it's pretty intense. So I would say that is probably the biggest thing I'm in. That and reacclimating back to Newport Beach lifestyle. That's where I live now. And there's a difference in culture and values and expectations. And, you know, part of me really likes a lot of what's happening here. And then the other side is resisting some of it. So cultural differences or value alignment as well as codependency.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for being frank with us. I appreciate that, Brad. So we want to make sure that everyone knows where they can find out more about you. Let's send them once again to thecouragequiz.com where you'll find a 1-minute quiz. And that quiz is designed to help you to understand your own value, right? Is that what you said? Yeah,
exactly. And then of course at faceyourdragon.com, and you can get to the quiz through there.
Sure.
But listen to his podcast too.
Yeah. And listen to Brad's podcast, Face Your Dragon.
Yeah. I've got major cool people on there. Gay Hendricks, JP Sears, Ariel Ford. I mean, really, really powerful people.
Really amazing people. So thank you for doing all of that. And thank you for bringing messengers to the world so that more people can be activated and awakened and supported in their own journey. I really appreciate that, Brad. You know, you really exemplify for me a man on purpose. So thank you so much. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in, and keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions, and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.